Only a fool, came a strident woman's voice, would make such a pathetic claim. The crown, Wraith interjected, recognizes Cesarina, the Lady Malvora. Thank you, my king, Lady Malvora said. While I cannot help but admire my Lord Scavis's audacity, I fear that I have no choice but to cut short his attempt to steal glory not his own from the honorable house of Malvora. Wraith's voice remained amused. This should be interesting. By all means, elaborate, dear Cesarina. Thank you, my king. My son, Vittorio, was on the scene and will explain. A male voice, flat and a little nasal, spoke up, and I recognized Greycloak's accent at once. My lord, the deaths inflicted upon the freakishly blooded kine indeed happened as Lord Scavis describes. But in fact, it was no agent of his house who accomplished this deed. If, as he claims, his son accomplished it, then where is he? Why has he not come forward to bear testimony in person? The words fell on what I could only describe as a glowering silence. If Lord Scavis was anything like the rest of the whites I'd met, Vittorio needed to bury him fast, or spend the rest of his life looking over his shoulder. Then who did accomplish this fell act of warfare? Wraith asked, his tone mild. Vittorio spoke again, and I could just imagine the way his chest must have puffed out.
I did, my king, with the assistance of Madrigal of the House of Wraith.
Wraith's voice gained an edge of anger. This, despite the fact that a cessation of hostilities has been declared pending the discussion of an armistice.
What is done, my king, Lady Malvora interjected. My dear friend Lord Scavis was correct in this fact. The freaks are weak. Now is the time to finish them, now and forever, not to allow them time to regain their feet.
Despite the fact that the White King thinks otherwise? I could hear Lady Malvora's smile.
Many things change, O King.
There was a booming sound, maybe a fist slamming down onto the arm of a throne.
This does not. You have violated my commands and undermined my policies. That is treason, Cesarina.
Is it, O King? Lady Malvora shot back. Or is it treason to our very blood to show mercy to an enemy who is upon the brink of defeat?
I would be willing to forgive excessive zeal, Cesarina, Wraith snarled. I am less inclined to tolerate the stupidity behind this mindless provocation.
Cold, mocking laughter fell on a sudden, dead silence.
Stupidity? In what way, O weak and aged king? In what way are the deaths of the kine anything but sweetness to the senses, balm to the hunger?
The quality of her voice changed, as if she changed her facing in the cavern. I could imagine her turning to address the audience, scorn ringing in her tone.
We are strong, and the strong do as they wish. Who shall call us to task for it, O King? You?
If that wasn't a straight line, my name isn't Harry Blackstone Copperfield Dresden. I lifted my staff and slammed it down on the floor, forcing an effort of will through it to focus the energy of the blow into a far smaller area than the end of the staff. It struck the stone floor, shattering a chunk the size of a big dinner platter with a detonation almost indistinguishable from thunder. Another effort of will sent a rolling wave of silent fire, no more than 5 or 6 inches high, down the tunnel floor in a red carpet of my very own. I strode down it, Ramirez beside me, the fire rolling back away from our feet as we went, boots striking the stone together. We entered the cavern and found it packed with pale and startled beings.
the entire place a wash of beautiful faces and gorgeous wardrobes, except for 20 feet around the entrance, where everyone had hurried away from the blazing herald of our presence. I ignored everything, scanning the room until I found Greycloak, a.k.a. Vittorio Malvora, standing next to Madrigal Wraith, not 30 feet away. The murdering bastards were staring at us, mouths open in shock.
"Vittorio Malvora!"
I called, my voice ringing with wrath in the echoing cavern.
"Madrigal Wraith! I am Harry Dresden, Warden of the White Council of Wizards. Under the Unseelie Accords, I accuse you of murder in a time of peace, and challenge you, here and now, before these witnesses, to trial by combat."
I slammed my staff down again in another shock of thunder, and hellfire flooded the runes of the staff.
"To the death!"
Utter silence fell on the deeps. "Damn, there ain't nothing like a good entrance."